Hi, Margaret Christine Mullings. Welcome to prayer. Wherever you are geographically, despite whatever you're experiencing at this particular time, never lose focus of God, Abba Father, and His promises. God has promised that He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's right there with you. And I challenge you at this very moment to look for the purpose of God in what you are experiencing at this time. And remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I'd just like to send out a special shout out to those of you who are tuning in. I appreciate every one of you. Yes, right where you are, in every nation and in the islands of the seas, especially on the four continents of the world. The Lord of hosts is with you. You will find me in the book of Romans chapter 4. And it reads, "What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter? If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now, when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the man who does not work, but trusts God, who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin, in the Lord will never count against him." Is this blessedness only for the circumcised or also for the uncircumcised? We have been saying that Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness. Under what circumstances was it credited? Was it after he was circumcised or before? It was not after, but before. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So then, he is the father of all who believe, but have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness might be credited to them. And he is also the father of the circumcised, who not only are circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. It was not through law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir to the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who live by law are heirs, faith has no value, and the promise is worthless, because law brings wrath. And where there is no law, there is no transgression. And verse 16 says, "Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all." And there ends the reading. Yes, Romans chapter 4, reading to verse 16. Come on, let us pray. And right where you are, believe the word of God. Believe the promises of God. And may your faith be stirred as we pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pause at this very moment to reverence your holy name, to magnify you, Father, to glorify your name, to give you all the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. Yes, Father, we are so thankful unto you, and we bless your holy name from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, Father. Your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is worthy to be adored. Help us, Father, to stand on your promises, to believe your word, to confess your word, to pray the word, even in the midst of pain, to believe you, Father, for you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord, our healer. And your word says, Father, that the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Father, because your word says that Jesus, he was wounded for our transgressions. Yes, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. With his stripes, we are delivered. With his stripes, we are set free. And it is written, Father, Jesus said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. So, Father, right now, in this listening audience, stir faith today to believe and stand on your word. Father, some are waiting the doctor's report on their health. Others are sad and lonely and going through great depression. And then, Father, there are those who are being oppressed. There are those who are being abused, abandoned, and neglected. But, oh, my Father, yes, you are Jehovah Elroy, the God who sees. But, Father, your word says, who eat up my people as they eat bread and are not called upon the name of the Lord? Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, everywhere right now. Every nation right now, Father. And in the islands of the seas, Father. On the four continents of the world. As hearts cry out to you with various needs today. Unseemingly unique circumstances. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would stir faith. Oh, my Father, cause each heart to cry out to you, the living God. For it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord God. To those who are overwhelmed, lead them, Father, to the rock of their salvation in the name of Jesus. Cause each one to call upon you while you are near, and to forsake, help us all to forsake our ways that are not of you. Our ways that do not please you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, search us out this morning at this very moment and see if there be any wicked way in us. Forgive us. Forgive us, Father. Cleanse us, wash us, purge us with hyssop that we may be clean. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew within us a right spirit. O mend the brokenness in our lives. Heal every hurt, repair every breach, break every shackle, Father. Break every chain, break every addiction, break every generational curse in our generational line. Father, for this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he would destroy the works of the devil. Arise now, Father, and let every enemy scatter. Oh, my Father, impart strength, Impart healing and deliverance. Impart your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. Teach us your way, Father. For there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end are the ways of death. Keep us, Father, from the path of the destroyer. Keep us on the path of life. Oh, my Father, cause us to hunger for your word and discipline ourselves to study your word, Father, to show ourselves approved unto you, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing your word of truth. Oh, my Father, give us a thirsting for your presence, that we would thirst for you. We would thirst for your presence more than the necessary water for our body. Oh, bring this flesh under subjection. Cause us to line up every area of our lives, line upon line and precept upon precept, that we may walk worthy of the vocation, Father, that you had called us to. Father, for you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Help us then, Father, to walk in the light as you in the light, that we may have fellowship with you and fellowship with our brothers and our sisters and with our family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cause the light of Jesus to shine brighter in our lives. Oh, my Father, meet every need today. In Jesus' name, bring forth in this day, Father, beyond the limitation of the enemy. Arise in every aspect of our lives, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Listen, before I leave you, I'd just like to highlight verse 16, where the Apostle Paul explains that Abraham had pleased God. And through Abraham's faith alone, hallelujah, before he had ever heard about the rituals that would impact and become so important to the Jewish people, we too, and I want us to keep this in mind, we too, right where you are saved by faith plus nothing. It is not by loving God and being good that we are saved. No, neither is it by faith plus love or by faith plus good deeds. No, no. We are saved only through faith in Christ, trusting Him to forgive all our sins. Yes, and I want us to think about that today. Grace, the grace of God, of God. And I encourage you right where you are to be steadfast, to be unmovable, to be always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know your labor. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Continue to delight yourself in the Lord, for He shall give you the desires of your heart. God bless you right where you are. Until our next time of prayer, remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.